You together is really because you have undertaken this meditation because you have seen the benefits of it. In understand that you will eventually attain freedom from again sickness and death. Many happiness is also right because you have removed the family of the personal death, which makes the mind caught in kaya.
有人可能会怀疑，以骨的可厌作为观察对象，为什么会升起喜与乐呢？答案是，修行这种专注于可厌相的方法时，虽然骨骼确实是可厌恶的，然而因为你事先了解持法门的利益才来修行，同时也了解最后你将能解脱老病死之苦，所以会升起喜与乐。此外，喜与乐也能因为你已经去除了使心热恼疲惫的五盖烦恼而升起。
This is just like that. If I was a Pindar, would be delighted to be a beautiful habit. Again, I will earn a lot of money from this. Or like a person who is similarly ill, would be happy and joyful to be ready by committing or passing a prayer.
好比一个以捡拾垃圾为生的人，当他看着一大堆垃圾，想到利用这些垃圾我将能赚到很多钱，他会感到很欢喜。又好像一个身患重病的人，当他的痛苦因为呕吐或排便而得到纾解时，他会有愉悦与快乐的感觉。
The original committee explains that whoever has attained the first jhana by concentrating on the reverse effect of the internal person should go on to develop the usual consciousness of the first jhana. That way, the meditator here should take the nearest being by the form the person sitting in front of him. With his light of wisdom, which is present at the time, take that person to the realm as object. He should concentrate on it as resources and develop this person under the jhana pradas being prominent. Even though the jhana pradas are prominent, you can afford this as excess concentration, upacara samadhi, or absorption. Concentration of another body. Body will be concentrating because the external object is vivid. However, body will be sub-commentary to the abhijama, the mulatika. If you concentrate on the external body and this devaya, a death garden, you can attain excess concentration.
阿毗达摩的著述中解说，专注于骨的可厌，从而达到初禅的人，应当继续修行初禅的无自在，然后应当观察离他最近的众生，最好是坐在他前面的人，以智慧之光采取那众生的骨骼为对象。他应当专注骨骼为可厌恶的，培育此不定想，直到骨残肢变得很明显。根据注释，即使骨残肢很明显，仍然不能称此时的定力为进行定或安止定，因为对象还是我的。然而，根据阿毗达摩的再注释根本附注，如果将外在的骨骼当作是死人的骨骼来专注，你还是能够达到进行定的。
Nadi Alagam Ajita, Rukal Kedi Asap Jati, used to practice Rukatra after the knowledge of divinity to was permitted. Based on the Bhajjana of Kalajan meditation.
就像摩诃提舍长老的例子，摩诃提舍长老住在塔山，他经常以白骨观的初禅为基础修行观禅，达到行舍智。
One day, as the Ajahn was on his way from Kediya Pagoda to Anuradhapura, for an Israeli daughter-in-law of his son, who had quarreled with her husband and set out early from Anuradhapura, all dressed up in trinkets of like a pleasure different. To go to her relative's home, saw him on the road, him being low-minded, to love a love love. But he said, the elder looked up, him burning in the bones of her feet. He was a day of wholeness, he saving her children as object. By this, saw him in a cup as a bird, as they in his success concentration. Then he practiced Sahunyanaka Asubha, all the meditation on the impersonalness of the internet version, as usual after the first jhana. Then after the first jhana, he practiced Vipassana in his ratio. In the one step, he saw the bones that were our feet, except in mind his first possession. And standing on that train for the elder became an arhat.
有一天，当他从塔山前往阿努罗陀古罗托波的时候，有一个名门贵族的媳妇和丈夫吵架之后，就浓妆艳抹，将自己打扮得像仙女一般，一大早就离开丈夫家，打算回到娘家去。那个女人在路上遇到摩诃提舍长老，存着想要勾引长老的邪念，那女人发出响亮的笑声。长老听到笑声，心里想，那是什么？他抬头一望，正好看到那女人牙齿根部的骨头。这幅景象引发长老的不敬想，于是他以那女人的骨头为对象，把她当作无生命体那样来修行有生命体的不净观，达到了进行定。然后再以平常所修的方式修行有生命体的不净观，也就是修行自己内在骨骼的不净观，达到了初禅。以初禅为基础，他进一步修行观禅，并且证得了阿罗汉果。有人就以下面这个例子来叙述这件事情。见到他的牙根骨细心于那第一项，就在站着的当下，长老成就阿罗汉。
When her husband who was going after her saw the Kalaja and asked, the rival said, "Did you by any chance see a woman?" The Kalaja told him, "Whether it was a man or woman, that went by, I noticed not. But only that on this high road, there goes a group of foes."
那个女人的丈夫追随在她后面而来，也遇到了摩诃提舍长老。他问长老说，尊者，你是否看到如此这般长相的女人？长老回答他说，我不知走过的那个到底是男人或女人，但 但是只见一具骨架扬长走在这大路上。
为你将将不将提升格里亚人的所谓提升人口的非常的增加的四个家开始发展提升中的所在的力往前加的力再往前加的力为有很多的时间从你一般的时间从你一般的时间来这因为以往的时间从你一般的时间从你一般的时间从你一般的时间In usual cases, you are rid of the coming of this culture and being in all three directions. Taking one direction at a time, wherever you are like a Western region, even though each direction in the same way. Usual applying, you are getting raising knowledge both far and near. In all directions in this way, once internally and once externally.Visual practice and wherever you look in the same direction, you see only skeleton. Once you have studied that, you are ready to proceed to develop the white persona.
如此，当五常知很清楚的时候，你应当回来专注自己内在的骨骼为可验。如此内在一变，外在一变。交替以专注于内外骨骼的可验，重复许多次，对不净可验的修行变得强力而且完全开展之后，你应当将辨别众生骨骼的范围扩大到十方，一次取一个方向，在你智慧之光所照之处，观察那一个方向所有众生的骨骼。每一个方向都是如此，运用你透视的智慧，从近而远，遍及十方，内在一遍，外在一遍，如此交替。必须修行到，无论看向十方当中的哪一方，所见到的只有骨骼。修行成功之后，你就可以进一步修行白遍。
Today, I will tell my myself in this way.
今天禅师的开示就到这边告一段落。
谢谢禅师的开示，大圣极意，常住常在。